Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Your folks work in the public school system, so in order to probably acquire some of the things you really want, you probably have to get out on your own and earn a little of your own money. Would that sound fair?
Allowance was provided up to a point.
Right. Do you sleep naked all the time?
Yes, of course.
Even when you're alone?
Yes, especially when I'm alone.
Do you ever wake up and your pooch is just like sitting on your balls?
I don't know what that means. However, I will sell my pooch as an NFT.
I have a Ore on Ice Bobby Orr Hockey How to Put Your Equipment On book that my mother gave to the neighbor kid, and then Carla found another one for me and gave it to me.
But so the one that Carla found is the R-rated one, right? It's where Bobby Orr starts weird. Actually full frontally nude.
Yeah, it's Ore on Ice Butt Cheeks and Balls.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Highport Boulevard, Texas.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Delano neighborhood in Wichita, Kansas. Hi, Shreveport, Louisiana. Hi, Halemanawalela, Hawaii.
What's that?
Hi, Trinidad and Tobago. And hi, Rutgersville, Virginia. Congratulations on your new governor. We
Stop
might talk
it.
About that later. Sorry, Rob. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Great to have you along on a fabulous Wednesday program. We've got a talking head today. We're going to get to him in just a second here. And if I don't get to this today and now when I'm remembering it, I'll forget it again. And I don't want to do this because you know that I am a fan of great sportscasters.
Sure.
We lost one last week, Bob Neumeier, and I got a chance to play a clip from him on the show. And the reason I love great sportscasters is because they are one in a million. The really great ones.
Yeah,
the ones
right.
that are iconic. And if you're lucky, you get a couple of them in your lifetime that you really love. And I'm a huge sports fan. And my father actually brought me up to be a huge sports broadcaster fan. Used to tell me about Red Barber, mm-hmm. who was the play-by-play announcer for the Brooklyn Dodgers, and used to say, picking up the pea patch. It's kind of strange you'd get these guys from the Midwest or even the South that would come east and be broadcasters. That's not the case with the gentleman we lost this week, who was a former player, color commentary TV announcer for the Boston Red Sox. I experienced their run in 2004 with the voice of this man. And, you know, the thing that's great about broadcasting, and I think our listeners would probably tell you this, you get to know people after a while, and you get to know people intimately well with their stories that they share on microphone. And Jerry Remy, who was not only a great broadcaster, but a second baseman for the Boston Red Sox. And I think he played for the Angels as well, maybe another team. But he really made his name in Boston as the second guy on the telecast, the local telecast. Mm-hmm. This is back in the days that I was watching it every single night. I would watch the New England Sports Network and my beloved Red Sox because I've learned that that's what fascinates me. When your team is losing, that's when you get into it. And so the run-up in 2004 when the Red Sox won the World Series was a special time. But the magic, and I talk about this all the time, the magic of great broadcasters is the game is fine. I believe that sports on television is so vastly overanalyzed. And you have, in some cases, 12 people that are doing pregame analysis for a football game. It's absurd, and it's too much. It's way too much. I live for the moment when the first pitch is thrown out, when the opening kickoff. That's what I really enjoy. And what I also love is when broadcasters are, aware of the moment and can let silence do the talking. But more importantly, especially in baseball, when they can take moments and they can enjoy the silence.
Yeah.
And Don Orsillo, who no longer is the broadcaster for the Red Sox. Yeah, I was
passed,
devastated
right?
when he went to San Diego. I think he's the Padres announcer. He did what?
No,
it was a bus accident.
Because all these baseball guys, they just, because, you know, you can't really become a heritage baseball guy outside of Joe Buck anymore.
Right.
They're all passing. It's a sad. Well,
the real old guy, Don Orsillo, very young guy.
Yeah, but no, I know, but there isn't. Like, can you name like four guys or like iconic baseball guys now?
They're all old guys. And yeah. They're all dead. Ernie Banks, Ernie, the guy in Detroit, Harry Carey,
yeah,
Vin Scully,
mm-hmm.
Jack Buck,
yes.
who was
yes.
Joe Buck's
yes.
father,
yes.
Larry Michael.
You can't.
Hey, we saved a lot of the great plays for you. Put together a highlight reel.
Mr. Snyder, here are the cheerleader tryouts. No, you can't. And then you think about the guys that you get. And the Red Sox are really, really, really blessed because they went from this guy, Jerry Remy, to Dennis Eckersley, who is a joy to listen to.
I have his baseball card from back in
the day. He's much more X's and O's.
Okay.
But he's still fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, he uses a lot of lingo, baseball lingo, that's so much fun.
Well,
but, yeah, go ahead.
And this is not a knock, and I'm not trying to be an ageist here. I want to be very clear. I remember listening to Orioles games when I was a kid.
And you probably had John Miller broadcasts, who was another great one.
On the really radio, and then these radio guys would then be on television.
Well, the radio yeah. guys would also keep the raccoons out of the corn patch.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's one of these deals, like, there's a warmness, and frankly, it was just the way you would listen to a show.
It's just kind of there.
Oh, there was a comfort to listening to baseball on the baseball and
yeah,
radio.
Yeah, rolls along.
Works. And also just the gnat sound, the natural sound of a park. If they stop down for 5 seconds, it's okay because you hear what's going on in the park.
And because of the popularity of sports, and look, you're talking to a guy who, you know, we live in a town, at least in D.C., 2 years ago, we won the World Series. I get it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
But
it's fun. You're announcers, though. Jesus.
Yeah, but it's not, they're not these iconic guys.
Wasn't it? Charlie Sloan's.
That's it.
They're not larger yeah. than life the way they were then.
Right.
Well, maybe because of the city being a baseball city, you know, these Possibly. Guys, if they have anything going for them, that's diminishing Remy. I'm not going to do that. Remy was a local Massachusetts kid.
Right.
And so he had the Massachusetts accent. I'm going to play a little 2-minute clip here in a second when you
cool.
hear him. Here was the genius of Remy and Don Orsillo. With radio, you do have to kind of keep the picture painted. With
right.
TV, you can let the pictures do the talking, and you can just go off on a tangent. They had so many different moments. One I won't play because it's more visual when they showed a couple. There's a couple enjoying the game, and at that moment, the guy grabs the woman's boob. And you hear about a minute, a solid minute, of silence, and then you're just hearing the in the background where they're just losing it.
That's
okay,
great.
But one of the better ones I think to play the audio from is this goes back to 2015, long before we lost Jerry Remy this week, and I'm so bummed about it. I've been bummed about it for a week. It was part of my growing up and watching the Sox. They have a foul ball that goes into the stands, and for absolutely no reason, the fan that tries to catch the ball and loses his beer gets a pizza slice thrown at him by another fan, and it was so stupid and so funny, and for Jerry Remy and Don Orsillo, they're in their wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
This is more important than the game. They recognize this where it's just fun. It's not over the top slapstick funny, but you just hear guys that know
right.
that we want to add a little fun to what is a kid's game, and it's silly. And Jerry Remy, you'll hear with the, we've done the research here. We've done a little investigative reporting. That's his, he's got that. And we lost him. And this, I hope, captures for you guys
okay.
and people around the country that don't know Jerry Remy, one of my favorite broadcasters. They call this, this clip's made the rounds a lot. They call this Pizzagate.
Okay.
And they'll show the foul ball now and see if you get the moment for this. Okay.
Wide ranging is Cabrera. Now coming is Anderson and interfered with. No. Into the stands, the umpire ruling Tim Timmons and one beverage less than they had before.
Let's see, how does this happen? Was it him? Oh, wow. His buddy.
Oh.
Where did the cool look? What was that that came flying in?
I'm not so sure that that was a mistake, which on his shoulder. It looks like somebody may have thrown some stuff on him just to add insult to injury.
But I'd be kind of ticked off myself if somebody fired a pepperoni pizza at him.
Well, he's the Pepsi fan of the game until he gets thrown out.
That was unnecessary.
That really was what called for.
And they show the pizza being thrown at him. Now they go to break, and then they're going to come back.
Between innings, we did some investigative reporting on who and what was thrown at that gentleman. And that gentleman has been ejected, but it was an ugly, ugly sight. And I don't know why it was necessary. Now watch. I can't circle. I don't have my telestrator today, but here comes a pizza. See it? Oh, jeez.
Highly unnecessary.
Guy with the Patriots jacket, and of course, he's been asked to leave the ball game for ruining a good piece of pizza. So, beer all over. And here goes.
Have some pizza.
One more look in slow motion if we can.
He shows a slow motion replay.
I'm going to throw my pizza.
That is not tolerated in this ballpark. He has been ejected and never again allowed to buy pizza. Ooh, there it is.
There it is. Someone should put that in a bag and
I'll tell you
take
what.
That away to make sure that they secure the evidence.
Yeah, you know, Horatio Cain of CSI Miami will be here soon to collect the evidence.
It was the just Mike, that kind of stuff.
It is not tolerated in this ballpark.
It will not be tolerated in this ballpark. And there was another one.
It's great.
There was one that I've been trying to find. I couldn't find it for you guys. There was a, I think maybe a few years back, a dating show on the New England Sports Network that was a Bachelor ripoff that they had. And Jerry Remy did play-by-play of the guy sitting with his date, and it was so, she was having nothing to do with him. And it was so funny when Jerry Remy was, well, now he's trying again. He's going to try this, he's going to try to sit over here now. And it was just, it's so sad, such a bummer. So I just wanted to share a safe home to Jerry Remy, a tragic personal life. Had a horrible son that was involved in a murder of a girlfriend. It was not a cool scene.
God.
Survived that, where most broadcast, he was so beloved in Boston, people knew. You know, hey, we know you have a bad kid. He came back, got lung cancer, fought it, beat it, came back, got it again. F cancer, Rob. You know
Amen,
that.
Brother.
And it was just terrible. So anyway, that's it. I wanted to do that. And now let's bring in our talking head, because that's what we like to do on Wednesday. Our talking head is Richard Ronick.
No relation.
Any relation?
No, it's spelled different.
Richard H. Ronick III is 23 years old. He is our youngest head ever.
I've taken, Mike, I think sometimes it takes too long to say talking head. So he's just a young head.
He is currently in his senior year at George Mason University, working toward a bachelor's in communication. Before studying at GMU, he attended NovaCoco.
Northern Virginia Community College.
NovaCoco. I like NovaCoco. Did you put that in there for
a
reason?
That's one of mine, yeah.
You wanted me to say it like that.
I do love it.
Before that, he studied at Christopher Newport University. He has lived in Leesburg, Rob's hometown, all his life. And he was a Kirk and Mike enthusiast. Is he the one? That's great. He actually would look forward to going on road trips just to hear more. Like Oscar, he also overspent on collectibles. He has two sisters. Caroline is studying biology at Virginia Tech, and Maggie is still in high school. Richard is living with his parents right now. Mom teaches middle school science in Loudoun County, and Dad is an AV engineer for Fairfax County Public Schools. The whole family is involved in education.
Exactly.
He is in his third year working at Ashby Ponds Retirement Community in Ashburn, Virginia. I love the talking head segment. I love it.
I
love it. He has been a bartender there for 2 years at retirement.
Yes, this is what sold me on it.
Oh, Oh, my God. Prior to selling drinks for old folks, he was a server, and from time to time, he still fills other roles as necessary at three of the facility's seven restaurants. This must be a hell of a place. Boy, put me in there.
I know.
Before working at the Cocoonville campus, he worked at a local Leesburg pizza joint doing delivery, and before that, he worked. He's a worker bee at 23 years old.
It. Getting it done.
He worked at Firehouse Subs in Herndon. That commute was not fun. Thank you, Rob. Both of these jobs ended not long after he got in car accidents. Oh, my. He also loves to travel. But this is the longest bio for a 23-year-old who's had regular jobs that I've ever read.
Fascinating boy. Fascinating boy.
He wishes he could do more, ideally in a few. Rob, let me introduce you to the concept of editing. It would be wonderful. I'm on page 8 of this bio. This is fascinating.
You're exaggerating. It's a one-pager.
He likes to travel. He digs the show on Spotify, anything else that I need in here. He'd drink and listen to them with his dad favorite voices, Charlie and Logan Roy. Ball on the floor. There you are. And he loves when we get real, which I just did with the editing.
Yeah, exactly.
Real. And our talking head is an automobile enthusiast who has had his share of adventures in his dad's 1915 Model T Ford.
Ooh, cool.
Intrigued? You should be. Now here's 23-year-old Richard Ronick, who has had some problem with his...
There he is.
He's got one of those fake backdrops.
Yeah, it's Mason.
There you go. Hi, how are you? What are you looking at a monitor over on the other side of the room or something?
Look at the camera, son.
There you are. Hi.
Sorry.
Hi.
Yeah, my camera's a little off to the side.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. 23 years young. You are the youngest talking head we've ever had on the program. That shows you how hip our show is. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you guys?
I'm doing wonderfully, and it's so nice to have a youthful voice on this show. You've been a worker bee. You've worked a lot, so you've worked since you were a very young man, right?
Yes, since 16.
16,
were
that's when I started.
Were you forced to work, or did you want to work?
It was suggested, but, you know, a little more income never hurts.
Well, it sounds like your folks work in the public school system, so in order to probably acquire some of the things you really want, you probably have to get out on your own and earn a little of your own money. Would that sound fair?
Allowance was provided up to a point.
Right. Is it difficult having a mom who is a teacher? Because she knows so many more kids besides you. She knows all the tricks, does she not?
That was never a problem, really.
You're a great student. You actually wanted to do the work?
It wasn't a problem of wanting to... Well, motivation, part of the problem, and also... public school problems being public school problems.
Oh, okay.
I have to ask one question as I see the backdrop right there. Would that be a gaming chair that you're sitting in right now?
It is a Staples office chair.
Oh, it is a Staples office chair. Okay. Just checking. Are you a gamer?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you look like a gamer.
Yeah.
I just was curious about
that. What
was
that supposed to mean?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What, me? Are you talking to me?
Gamers are successful.
I'm just saying it looked like a gaming chair, and he looks like a gamer, and I'm just asking questions. I hardly know the kid yet, for Christ's sake. Come on.
When you game,
I'm not insulting him.
When you game, do you use a dorm as your virtual backdrop?
Is that the campus of George Mason University?
Yes, it is the library.
If you were to turn off your backdrop, what would we see, just out of curiosity?
Because
it really, can I be honest with you? I have the same problem because I have backdrops here, but it just makes I've got a real backdrop,
yes,
which is
right.
the scrim that we have in back of me. When I try to do the virtual background, what would we see? I'm not going to make you do it because you're a guest and I want you to feel comfortable. If you were to turn off the virtual background of the dorm room, the entire dorm, what would I see?
Hey, before he answers, can we guess what we would see?
Why do you mean before he answers?
No, please.
I'm trying to. Jesus
fun.
Christ, help my mo. What's wrong today?
Not
what's wrong? Did I come in with
not a
before?
Thing. No.
I ask a 12-minute question, and you say, before he answers, let me add on to that 12 minutes.
I'm sorry, Mike. I didn't mean
God
to do
almighty.
That.
God almighty. All right, so can you answer the original question, please?
Yeah, so you would see a shelf with some things on it. A little some CDs actually, and a lava lamp that's very dusty.
Ooh. A lava lamp. Ooh. Okay. All right. So you wanted to go go virtual. You want to stay with virtual, or do you want to get
we'll
real?
Give a little glimpse behind the curtain.
Let's do that. I like that better.
Yeah.
I like that much better. That's much better. You're not. You're not in
the metaverse.
That's wonderful. That's absolutely terrific. Now, Rob, go ahead. You wanted to ask him something.
My guess was going to be a dead person with a bug in their mouth.
No, not quite.
Was it a butterfly?
Just a shrunken head.
Was she a large woman?
Richard.
Yes.
Was she a big old fat person? We're doing Silence of the Lambs. Yeah. You know, have you seen the movie Silence of the Lambs?
I have not, unfortunately.
Oh, you should check it out.
It's a great film.
It's really one of the best scary thrillers ever. You'd love it. Go ahead, Oscar.
Richard, how did you discover the Kirk and Mike show?
The same way I got onto this show, actually. I would hear it when going places with my dad in the car.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that was a very short-lived experience, I think a little over a year, right after about a 20-year radio career had been upended by a format change. They had another format change. And a friend of mine who worked, it was a cluster of radio stations, hit me to the fact that coming over the fax machine, sitting at the top of the fax machine, they were such geniuses, were the liners for creating promos for the new format that they were going to put on the air, a format that I had no business being part of, right-wing talk.
And people should know, Mike, there was email then. There was email, but they were still choosing to
they were
fax.
So they were being sneaky and idiots at the same time.
Yeah,
you know?
That's great.
So, but then again, but I think that obviously it's resonating with the people of Virginia.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yes, Oscar.
Richard, I hate to put you on the spot again, but you know, let's just get this going here. F, marry, kill. You decide.
Oh.
Oh, Mike, for the three of us?
Yeah, Mike, Rob, and myself.
That was rather sudden.
Yeah.
That was.
Spice it up. Oh, dear.
Oh, this is so uncomfortable right now. Ooh, it really is.
Well,
right.
You're a young buck of age.
This is. Okay.
Is that a high school class ring or a college class ring or a
high school? I can't. God help me. I could never afford the college class rings. Have you seen those things?
Yeah.
I never did.
$1,000 for a ring.
Nobody really wears them unless they go to Dartmouth or Princeton.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, at this point, I probably don't need to show off that I went to Loudoun County High School.
Especially today.
Yeah.
Do you want to answer the one about F, Mary, Kill? Do you want to?
I honestly wouldn't know where to start.
Okay,
who's your
good.
Favorite?
Right,
who's your favorite? Just tell us who your favorite.
Jeez, are you doing to me?
Actually, Oscar, I've lately felt a bit like I resonate with you a little bit.
Yes.
On stuff.
There you go. There
I'm
you go. Do you want to show him? Do you want to show him your toy that you put under the table? Oh, he brought Optimus Prime in again
right now,
today.
But I'll bring him up for you.
So I guess we know who he wants to F.
Well, funny you mentioned that.
Yeah.
I know what it's like to spend entirely too much money on a children's toy.
What?
Really? What did you buy? Oh, he's got a toy.
I have my own Optimus Prime.
Ooh.
Oh, there it is.
Well done.
There it is. Isn't that exciting?
Slightly different take. But then at another point, I spent nigh $200 on a lightsaber.
Ooh,
oh, wow. Nice. I knew. Yeah, that's awesome. That's exciting.
How many OnlyFans subscriptions do you have?
Zero, actually.
Should look into that.
That's why I can afford to spend almost $200 on a lightsaber.
And you're working. You're working.
Bingo.
I like the fact that a man that's still in school has been at a particular facility working for 3 years. You have been working at what sounds like probably a really cool place for old people, Ashby Ponds Retirement Community. And I don't want you to jeopardize your job or say anything. But that's you're a bartender there? So they've got a full little pub on the campus of the assisted living facility?
Well, not quite. They have, I think, 8, soon to be 9 functioning restaurants with bars.
Wow.
How big is this place?
Recently when I pulled in from my shift, I saw a sign that said, "Congratulations, 1,800 residents."
That is massive. That is, and it must be a pretty nice joint, I would think, right? For having that many restaurants, would that be accurate?
It is designed for the well-to-do old person.
Now, since it is a senior citizens community, when that sign that says the number of residents, is it a whiteboard?
Rob, so they can keep it updated. You don't want to put in his job in jeopardy. Yeah. Not,
so when you
is the concept of regulars actually regular?
That, like regularity, like poop?
Oh,
stop it. I have a question. So you said it's restaurants that have bar. So do you really just sling drinks for the people that are having drinks with their dinner? Or do you have an actual bar where you can chat with the with the folk?
Like the Regal Beagle.
It's actually not all the same at all the restaurants. I suppose I should clarify. There are a couple restaurants that don't have bars because it's more like a just you pop in for a bite you can take to go or whatever.
Yeah.
But there are some restaurants that have actual sit-down bars, but I think they're the exception rather than the rule.
And do you bartend at any of those?
Sometimes when they need me, but most of the time I'm at one that does not have a sit-down bar.
What's the tipping What's the tipping like?
So you don't interact with the customers then?
I do sometimes, but never for too long. As for tipping, we actually don't get tips because I and the other front of house staff are actually paid above minimum wage. Mm.
And that sounds like that. So have you had some fascinating conversations with some of the residents there? Because I think I love talking to old folks. I really do. I enjoy it. It's why I look in the mirror every morning and have a conversation with myself.
Certainly some interesting ones. You know, you see the same faces enough times. You learn some interesting things about some interesting people.
Mm-hmm. And have you this is a reality because my mom went through this. Have you ever have you been aware of loss because those places do that happen periodically? And they used to put a little single rose and got a little verklempt when I saw my mom's rose out in the hallway. That was it was a different moment. Have you had that experience, young man?
I feel like an attempt has been made to sort of isolate us from that a little bit. There's not like a bulletin or whatever that happens whenever.
Right. They're very sensitive about the way they do it.
Yeah.
Also, for all you know, they went to a different home in heaven.
What's
wrong with you? You've been playing with your toy. You're losing your humanity. His soul is full of gadgets.
What Oscar's trying to say is sometimes, Mike, the residents go to the 9th restaurant.
Oh, no.
Is there a particular this is a question I have. Is there a particular food item that no interrupting here, all right? I really, really want. Is there a particular big seller, something that you know is like super popular at the facility?
Well, at least that I deal with, white wine. Always white wine.
Oh, white wine.
The popular entree known as white wine.
That really wasn't the food that I was thinking of. Sorry. I was thinking fried chicken, to be perfectly honest with you, Richard. I was thinking, chicken and mashed potatoes. That
but
chicken
on the topic of wine, have you ever had any customers that just overindulge?
Oh, yeah. You got to cut anybody off?
Oh, yes.
Really?
If I can, I suppose it'd be more okay for me to talk about this because it's less recent. There would be one woman who would come in, because the restaurant opens at 4:45. She would come in early, even show up before we started seating, sit down early with just whoever, always come in by herself. And she moved, she was very slow and a little bit shaky, bent over her walker, almost at a 45
God
degree
bless
angle.
Her. Yeah. Right. Yes.
And she would just come in, sit down with an electric blue blanket because she was cold or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
She would just sit there from 4:45. To 8:30 in the evening, and we stopped seating at 7, just drinking double old fashions.
Nice.
Oh my God!
God bless this lady. She's my
wow,
hero.
Bless
She's
her.
My hero.
That's a high octane. Yeah. Double old fashions. So like she'd have more than 3 a night.
Well, she might go through 2.
Or did she nurse it? Did she nurse them really slowly? Oh, God bless her. Yeah. All right. Well, that's
because we're technically supposed to cut them off at 3 drinks, just because God forbid we'd be responsible for someone taking a tumble.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't want that.
You don't want that to happen at all. Oh my God. But I mean, really, do you find? And I have to be honest to talking to you. I get a feeling. Are you more sensitive to the elderly, or has it desensitized you to the elderly a little bit?
It's a weird dichotomy, kind of. I guess.
Okay.
I am sensitive to their plights up to a point because of my own grandparents, but I guess because I've been there for so long, I have somewhat of a short fuse with them.
I get that yeah, if you're working in that environment. And I just thought of another one, not necessarily fried chicken. This is throughout Southwest Florida, probably the whole tip of the state down here, the whole area. You know what's big?
What?
It's what? One night, and it's usually Wednesday. It's usually on Wednesday night, tonight. We're taping this show on Wednesday.
I'm going to guess.
Go ahead, Rob Spiewak.
Prime rib?
No.
Oh,
you are incorrect. I am terribly sorry.
Something softer.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep, think softer. That's a good hint. Mm-hmm. That's a good hint. Do you know,
cream
Richard?
Cream of wheat.
No, not too cream soft. Of Stop it. You're being silly.
You mentioned mashed potatoes.
Nope, not mashed potatoes. I'm going to give you all the get. Rob is wrong. Mashed potatoes have nothing to do. It's Italian night.
Oh, Italian night, of course. Yes.
Italian. Actually, I do remember when we have it, spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Spaghetti. Who doesn't like spaghetti and meatballs? And really, kind of comes full circle. The little ones like it. The elderly like it.
Yeah.
That's the way. And everybody likes
it. It's bad, though, when you get it on your electric blanket.
Richard.
Richard, from your hospital bed.
Richard,
Richard.
Are you handy at AV, like your father?
A little bit. I actually used to do some video game streaming on Twitch.com, or Twitch.tv, rather.
Yeah, good man.
So I've got my own jury-rigged setup, so I know AV to a point. So, of course, I did get some residents at my place of employment trying to help me with some stuff. But of course, I don't know all their gear.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I do get a little universal tech support sometimes.
Oh.
As a 23-year-old, I'm going to ask you while we have you here, as someone who is, been with the show, listening for a while now. What is it about this show that one of the things we get a lot of time is and I get it from one of my radio partners here, Oscar Santana. You know, who said to me 10 years ago, "They're aging out. They're aging out, Mike. They're aging."
That is
out.
A term I use. That we can't let them age out.
We can't let them age
out. Pons factor.
So you're cherished. What is it about this show that you dig so much that you would come on as a talking head?
Well, honestly, I guess because of how I listen to you when it's, because I have to do a lot of cleanup at the end of my shift. So, and oftentimes it's just me hunched over a sink because I've got to clean all the wine glasses by hand before I go.
Aww.
And that's,
the white wine yes, glasses,
lots of them. And when I'm on my commute, I'm just doing a repetitive task for a while, and that's when I listen to the show. It's like I'm hanging out with friends.
Oh, that's so good. Nice. I love you, man. That is great. I really, really dig that. And does your dad have a Model T, a restored Model T? That's pretty cool.
Yes, a 1915 Model T. Not quite restored, but running most of the time.
Do you start? Really? I gotta know. Do you start that with a crank? Does it have a starter?
Yeah, up front.
Yeah.
How
do you do it?
So it's a bit of a Frankenstein. It's a 1915 body with a 26-27 engine. So there is space for a starter, but most of the time it starts pretty good with the crank. So the starter's been sitting on the workbench ever since we got it.
Great.
That's that's very cool though. And are you close with your family? You get along with your mom and dad real well?
Yeah, we get along pretty good.
Yeah,
that's a typical 23-year-old answer. Right,
when Oscar
there,
was 23, he had roommates.
Yeah, I've had roommates since I was 31. Sadly enough.
Wow. Go ahead.
With the housing market being what it is, it would be lucky to move out.
Stay as long as you can.
As long as you can.
So before we let you go, you're going to get your bachelor's in communication at GMU, and then you really want to be a travel the world and be a travel writer. Is that what you want to do?
That's the hope. But so far, networking has been an absolute nightmare. So it's just trying to find a way into the jobs market when I graduate in August.
Well, maybe we can, if the internship thing opens up, we can get you on here.
Feel like coming in, son?
Yeah, honestly, that would be great.
Yeah, we drink wine.
Consider this a successful interview. And I get, with you talking to you, even though you're very dry and you're very understated, I get that sense of humor, Chip, right there. Bingo. You get the joke. I know you get the joke. Before I let you go, anybody you want to say hello to? Mr. Richard Ronick?
Yes, of course. My dad. Hi.
Yes.
I'm glad. I hope I was able to keep this a surprise.
Yeah, this is cool that when we did the pre-interview, his dad was actually in the house and he had to keep it on the DL because this is a surprise for dad.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yes.
How about mom? You want to say hi to mom?
Mom, if by some miracle you're listening, hi. My one person I do know is probably listening, Professor Roger Smith. Hi, it's been a while. How you doing? And of course, anyone who wants to hook connect with me on LinkedIn, please.
Wow, smart kid. I like smart, this. That's good.
Captive audience.
Richard, thank you for coming on the show. I love we're batting 1,000 on the Talking Head segment. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. And continued success. And I hope our paths cross again, because we missed the whole intern thing. Sure. And God knows you're nerdy enough to join our crew.
Mike, I'd say, you absolutely. Know, in about 5 years, you probably will cross paths with him again if he's still working at the ponds.
Thank you, Rob. Well, thank you, Rob.
I'd be happy to have you. Hey, you can bring your own booze.
Yeah, I'll sit down with that lady and have the old fashions. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Richard.
We appreciate that. We will take a break and we will come back with the Talking Head segment. That's Richard Ronick, and we'll have the homepage right here. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the show that's far away from assisted living. This is the Mike O'Meara Show. But I'm going to go to Happy Acres or wherever the hell he tends bar. You know, Chablis. We'll be right back.
In this defensive driving class, you will learn a set of driving skills that allows you to defend yourself against possible collisions caused by bad drivers, drunk drivers, and poor weather.
With most motorists driving defensively, the road is wide open for someone to play the opposite side of the ball. It's the Poly Christine Offensive Driving Academy.
You, pal! You mutter! How's that for a turn signal, asshole?
Take it from the Poly Christine Driving Academy cheerleaders.
Aggressive.
Those ladies know how to do it.
The downside to offensive driving is a lot of exterior body damage to your vehicle. The Mike O'Meara Shopping Center is your one-stop shop for all of your auto body needs.
Paint, Bondo, buffers, sanders, and more. Available through Target and Walmart online. Just click the Money Metal banner at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
And let God sort them out. Oh. Baby,
you can. Thank you, Paulie. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. The numbers are out, and the average home right now, ladies and gentlemen, in the country has appreciated 19% in the last year. So what do you think of that? 19%. Mm. So what does this mean for you? And even more important, how does this affect Oscar? Nevertheless, with this massive rise in home equity and the continued rise in COVID consumer spending, there's never been a better time to tap into your home's equity to take cash out for any reason at all. At all. Oh. That's all. You need to call my good friend Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial. Right now, there are lots of companies out there offering personal loans and lines of credit, but unless it's included in a refinance, did you know your cash out is not tax deductible? So whether you're paying off credit cards, student loans, or renovating your home, you can enjoy this increase in equity and the tax deductibility by wrapping it all into a cash-out refinance and take advantage of ultra-low rates all at the same time. Cornerstone First guarantees to meet or beat any competitor, so don't miss out. Call Cornerstone First Financial, serving the listeners of the Mike O'Meara podcast for over 6 years now. For over 6 years now?
For over 6 years now.
Oh. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com now.
Now. Right
that's
now.
That's great. All right.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. We thank you for joining us on the Mike O'Meara Show. All that hunting for Brian Laundrie was probably for nothing. North Point, Florida Police Chief Todd Garrison says that Laundrie had probably already taken his own life by the time authorities started searching for him. I don't know how much video you got up in the D.C. area with you guys up there, but I will tell you, on the news every single night, it was truly astonishing, the police presence and the money spent searching for this guy, and the vehicles, and the swamp buggies, and the sniffing dogs, everything out there. The area where he was found was under 4 feet of water when the search began. We went into the dry season down here. It recedes quickly, and that's probably why the search took as long as it did. Garrison also admitted the cops once mistook Laundrie's mother, Roberta, for him during surveillance work at the Laundrie's home, but he added, quote, I still stand behind my team.
What?
The team that, that basically thought an old lady was a 20-something
kid. Were they sniffing dogs or seeing-eye dogs that these investigators had?
Well, that would have been the surveillance.
Yeah, yeah.
So that wouldn't have been the dogs. That would have been just guys outside the house.
I was making a blind joke.
Old lady goes to the local public store, grocery store, and says, there he is.
There he is, wrapped in an electric blanket.
Beer. Stooped over, drinking an old-fashioned. The Atlanta Braves were counted out several times over the regular season and the playoffs, but last night they silenced the haters by winning the World Series over the Houston Astros 4-2. And, Oscar told me that the reason, if you're wondering, why they get away with A, the Braves, and B, the with the tomahawk chop, is that... They have an arrangement.
Look, it's like the Florida Seminoles. They somehow found somebody to, and not everybody agrees with this.
Okay,
somebody to legitimize the
sign off
the team
in some way or another. Now, will that change in the future? I think eventually it has to.
I would think so. It's kind of a double standard. Jorge Soler crushed a 3-run homer in the third inning to put the Braves up 3-0. I'm not a National League guy, so I hope I got that name right. Then Dansby Swanson hit a 2-run shot in the fifth to make it 5-0. They rolled.
Yeah.
I checked in on the game in the seventh inning, maybe the sixth inning, and it was 7-0. Before the inning was over, Soler scored on a double by Freddie Freeman to make it 6-0. Freeman then hit a solo home run in the seventh, so it was the seventh that I checked in. 7-0, and then I watched the ninth where they celebrated. Soler was named MVP of the series. So, is it too early to start thinking about next season? Because the Dodgers are the early favorites to be the 2022 World Series champs. The Astros are second, followed by the Braves.
I looked in on the game. I said, look, you never had a chance. And then I realized it was the election coverage.
That's right. There you go. We'll talk about that.
Do you want to hear the last call of the game? I have it.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Sure. Why not? It's usually.
B-0-2. Left side. Swanson to first. The Braves are world champions.
Do you ever get the feeling that Joe Buck gets bored with doing that?
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
He's done it so many times. It's like, I don't know. I just think
about it. Well, I see him reading it off of a blue card. I mean, that's what he does, you know?
To me! To me, Jimmy!
Bumpuses! Get Darren McGavin to call the game.
Yeah, Bumpuses! Braves! Yes, you too! Quentin Tarantino is releasing... Here they go again. 7 exclusive scenes from Pulp Fiction that have supposedly never been seen before.
Really?
But he's not releasing them publicly. He's auctioning them off as NFTs that I still don't get. NFTs, because I'm old.
It's a non-fungible token, Mike.
Yes.
The scenes will include, quote, the uncut first handwritten scripts of Pulp Fiction.
Brilliant.
And exclusive custom commentary from Tarantino, plus a front cover that's a, quote, unique, never-before-seen public-facing work of art. Will this be valuable?
It's going to be massive.
It'll be huge.
Absolutely massive. Mm-hmm.
He says, quote, I'm excited to be presenting these exclusive scenes from Pulp Fiction to fans. NFTs provide a whole new world of connecting fans and artists, and I'm thrilled to be a part of that. So,
just yesterday, Nike announced a trademark to sell their designs in the metaverse. Virtual sneakers for your avatars.
Great, so I can virtually exercise now.
That's exciting. Speaking of you, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
It's a Rob Spiewak story right
Fantastic.
Here.
Fantastic.
Prepare to be grossed out. A new poll found people who go to bed in the buff tend to sleep better than people who wear clothes. Do you still do it even though you sleep alone most of the time?
No, first of all, that's a lie.
Well,
she's home and we share a bed.
You didn't need to be that
she's
harsh.
She's gone on
about
the weekends.
It,
Well, no. She's gone for a weekend.
Right.
You'd go
when
away
she's
for a
away,
weekend.
Like when she goes to Phoenix or
what
something like that.
What do you sleep with then?
When she's away, there's no one to, provide the thrill to. So I wear a tuxedo when I sleep alone.
What? Do you sleep naked all the time?
Yes, of course.
Even when you're alone?
Yes, especially when I'm alone.
Do you ever wake up and your pooch is just like sitting on your balls?
I don't know what that means. However, I will sell my pooch as an NFT.
I don't care anymore. This story's gone. That's all. I got everything. I'm not getting any more out of that one. That's for sure.
That's a good moment, wasn't it?
Thank you. Thank you very much. The ice cream brand Salt and Straw. Anybody ever hear of that?
Have
you ever
heard
that?
I'm Straw.
Good morning.
I've heard of it.
I'd be Salt, right? I'd have to be Salt, Rob.
Well, you're very prickly.
How you doing? I'm Salt.
Oh, Salt.
Sea Salt.
Hey, Straw, let me tell you about this, this story.
Oh, you're incorrigible.
At two man morning shows.
Salt, you're so crazy.
Yeah, look at me. Hey, I'm Straw. I went out with my daughter last night.
Salt and Straw selling a new line of Thanksgiving flavors. Let me tell you why I put this story in the news, because they actually sound like I would try them.
Okay.
I'd actually go for it. So there's one made with real turkey, but it's not real turkey. Hold on. Hear me out here.
All right.
The flavor is called caramelized turkey and cranberry sauce, and it's got turkey bacon mixed in. So not actual hunks of light and dark meat, but still ice cream, technically with turkey in it. The other ingredients are cranberry sauce, thyme, and ground pepper. It's one of five Thanksgiving flavors they're selling as part of their Friendsgiving series. The other four flavors, house rolls with salted buttercream, sweet potato pie with double-baked almond streusel. That's just a sweet ice cream.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Pumpkin and ginger snap pie and candied walnut cheesecake. Outside of the one that's a little hinky, the caramelized turkey, they sound like they might be tasty Thanksgiving flavors.
I think they're doing a great job balancing sweet and savory. The pumpkin ginger sounds the most intriguing to me.
Sounds like it might be good. Salt and Straw. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Salt.
Hey, how you doing, Straw?
I'm Caramel.
Caramel
on the eights.
With our traffic, here's Caramel. A little sticky out there, isn't it? A little sticky on the Beltway. And now a little something something. It usually takes a few days for all the Halloween criminal stories to start rolling in. Here's one out of Texas. A 35-year-old woman. Her name is Monica Bradford.
Okay.
Isn't that a nice suburban name?
Hi, I'm Monica. I listen to Salt and Straw every morning.
The Salt and Straw get together. Got our oldie coming up in just a few minutes here.
We're going to play a march.
Monica Bradford lives near Austin and apparently doesn't like the whole trick-or-treating thing. A neighbor says cops got called to her house last year for some sort of issue. But this year she's really in trouble after pulling a gun on a 7-year-old.
Oh, Monica.
Now, here's the thing where I take issue with her. She had her porch light on, so people assumed she was giving out candy. But she started yelling at a bunch of kids who were at the end of her driveway. At least one adult was with them, and it sounds like they were just random trick-or-treaters. But Monica asked a neighbor if they knew them, and the neighbor said no. So she walked inside and came back outside with a loaded shotgun.
Jesus.
She pointed it at a 7-year-old. The world. Madness. Madness. Luckily, no shots were fired. No one got hurt. Cops shut down the entire street, arrested Monica. Thank God.
Yeah.
She's facing charges for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. And here is the weird part. Inside on the gun rack where she keeps her shotgun, there's a table underneath it. And what's on that table?
What?
A bowl of full-size Snickers. Whole thing was totally unnecessary. Come on.
Oh,
what's
salt.
The deal, Monica? Oh, Straw. Aren't I crazy?
You're crazy. You come out in favor of Monica.
That's right.
I don't think she should have done it.
Come on now. Every trick-or-treater house should have a shotgun. We'll take a break and come back and talk Virginia right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Probably have a couple beers.
TMOS.
2, 3, 4.
A full-bodied podcast.
Sometimes wine.
With earthy tones of pop culture and a bouquet of comedy, wit, and sarcasm.
Do you drink every night, Pony?
Yeah. I'll have a martini about 5 o'clock.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Sometimes 4 to 6 beers.
A drinking show.
4 or 5 drinks.
With a radio problem.
How am I alive?
Watch the live feed weekdays at MikeO'MaraShow.com or download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. When it comes to losing weight, there's a lot of pressure to label foods good or bad, but that just creates dilemmas. Noom is here to change how we see food with a psychology-based approach that looks not only at what you eat, but also how you eat it. Instead of, I know how you eat it. It's what you eat and how you eat.
Yeah.
Instead of making you feel guilty or regretful, Noom will strengthen you to keep going. Everybody's journey is different. Noom will customize a program. It's only, Oscar, only 10 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And that's the cool thing,
I'm
too.
I'm an emotional eater. Like, I know
right.
that through
I am
Noom.
Too. Mm-hmm.
And if I'm happy or I'm sad, which is, you know, highs and lows, it turns into calories. And Noom's helping me track that so I don't have to fall into that rut.
No food is totally off limits. If you have an off day, relax. Noom gently helps you get back on track. They only ask for 10 minutes of your day to teach you about your eating habits and check in on your product projects. Progress. Let me try again.
I'm the project.
Check in on your progress. You don't need rules to lose weight, just the knowledge and wisdom and an ability to read.
You're doing fine, Salt.
Yes. You want to build smarter. You want to have sustainable habits. Noom's approach helps you better understand your relationship with food, how to be more mindful of your habits, and it gives you the knowledge and support you need for long-lasting change. You're going to love it. Oscar loves it. Carla has never looked better. There's a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom.com/TMOS. So, Northern Virginia, where Rob Spiewak lives and where Oscar can throw a baseball to. Mm-hmm. He's right next door. Really in the national news last night with the Republican victory in the Virginia gubernatorial election.
CNN was like the Virginia News Network last night.
Yeah, but it was, I'm sorry, way too much analysis for me for one single governor's race. But as far as all you Virginians are concerned, welcome to my world. Hope it's you enjoy it.
So,
you
know, horrifying. It so horrifying. We did what we could, but I mean, it's just sad.
I don't know enough about it to comment on it because I don't know about this guy. Apparently,
New Jersey and the Virginia governor.
And they say that
did they declare New Jersey yet?
That
the Republican won there.
Call.
No, but they're saying that this is going to set the stage for the elections to come. That it was a very
That's what they always say. If I look at the history of it, that an off-year election, 1 year after a presidential election, usually goes the way of the opposing party, the party that lost the presidency. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I really don't know. I think that everything I've read about this, he was able to get everybody kind of motivated regarding parents' activity with their school children. And I live that world down here.
Essentially took a ill-advised quote, semi out of context, and rammed it down everyone's throat.
Is that the critical race theory thing that they were talking about?
No, he was talking about parents. Parents should not shouldn't have any say.
I saw the clip from Terry McAuliffe, who really put him in the Hillary Hall of Fame as being a horrible candidate.
Of course.
He is.
Yeah.
He's always been smarmy. He was a behind-the-scenes guy, and we'll see what happens. So what's the buzz up there in the D.C. area after this?
One, I have to give credit to Mike. Because even though the Republican Party came out in force in Loudoun County, the Dems still took Loudoun, right?
Right.
So that's that. Now, the way I hear it, Mike, is that there's a 15-point swing in the Republican side as far as you're jumping from election to this election, the national presidential election to this election. And for me, if we're going to pick teams, which God knows we all have,
well, that's what you do nowadays.
Yeah, but we're looking at, okay, if you're on the losing side of this equation, it's a good eye-opener to not get happy. Don't get happy.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not like, but not to sit down, dissect it, and run through it. Well, there's so many more, there's bigger fish to fry. But you can't forget this. You just can't forget this.
Yeah. But I do live in an area where ultimately I have seen the power of local office. And so electing a governor matters. It does truly, truly matter. I think that you have to be very sensitive when you're talking about children going to school and how much right their parents have. And I think you make a statement like Terry McAuliffe did where, you know, I don't want parents telling people what to do in schools. Well, you're asking forever parents and teachers to kind of get together and form these alliances. It's a weird, weird world that we live in right now. I found myself last night more than I have in many, many previous elections going a little bit Switzerland and just tiring of the over analysis and also the analysis of this being a indicator of what's going to happen in 2022. It's not. You don't know. It could.
It could.
It could happen.
But
like
also,
that.
If they don't say that, they don't have a story either. So I mean, it's so manufactured.
It's so team, your team, my team. That's the way it is. That's where we are. And it is pushing me to Switzerland every single day where I'm just finding myself exhausted. I'm probably exhausted because I am a minority where I live as far as politics is concerned, where people are constantly, I overhear it every single day, and I'm burned on it. I'm burned out on it. It's probably a result of the fact that the man in office right now inherited this Delta variant, and things have not moved in the speedful manner that I thought they were going to move in. I'm like a lot of Democrats. I feel that way. And then you throw in an obviously weak candidate and a weak campaign, and you get this result. The only thing I can say, let me just finish this. The one thing I would say is that this guy also strategically did not really attach himself to Donald Trump. And that proved to be a winning strategy as well, because people still don't like Donald Trump.
He did and he didn't, right? He chose how he wanted to.
He was very artful about it.
The critical race theory is along those lines. That's the Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
Someone said it best this morning. A year is a lifetime in the political world, and in our current political world with the cycle changing so fast, and the news cycle from what was 24 hours is now like an 8-hour news cycle. It's nuts. So we have a year for those on, you know, your team.
Yeah, for the team.
To regroup.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Really, so honestly, not a year. 4 months.
And I do. You're the only one directly affected by this.
And to me, it's sad. It's just sad. I'm sorry that it was. This is the way it turned out. But I will.
Did you stay up late and watch the results last night?
About 10:30, and then I mean, it was.
Why do you hate America?
Because you're here.
See? The Youngkin guy over here.
No, but I do have to tip my hat to my daughter, Julia, a hero of democracy.
This is sweet.
This is really cool.
Tell me.
I got a text from her yesterday after the show. She says, "Dad, because of my address change when I moved back home for COVID, I'm not registered to vote in Richmond." And I said, "Oh, I'm so sorry." Because she's motivated. She wanted to vote. And I said, "That really sucks. I'm sorry, sweetie." And I didn't offer any advice. She comes back and she says, "You know, if I left now, I could vote at home at 2:00. And so she drove home from Richmond to our local polling place and voted. And I got to have dinner with her last night.
So sweet.
So it was
terrific.
That
way
was really
go,
awesome.
Julia.
And also so proud of her because, I mean, I could have said, you should do this, but she did it on her own. So either I did something right or government teacher did.
Did you see her boyfriend after or before?
Henry saw before, and Henry was over for dinner last night.
Henry!
He's great.
Henry.
I was very pleased actually to
see
Henry.
I like to place my vote.
I want to do the Colonel Potter voice whenever I hear that. Henry, how are you? Did you vote? Good stuff, Julia.
Henry voted.
Fantastic. So is the guy really, for the Democrats in our audience, is the guy really that scary, this Youngkin guy, or is he just a political animal? What's that? He's a novice. He's a new political guy.
He's a businessman. I mean, and so that I don't like because the whole thing that throws me is that it just allies our state with something I don't care for. I don't like that.
I've lived it for a long time, and it doesn't mean people get apathetic. Don't be apathetic. Get out there and vote and do your job like Julia. Drove all the way back from Richmond, 3.5 hours, to vote in an election.
That's why he carried Loudoun County, because Julia came home.
She was the difference.
That's it. Be proud. So
love her
proud.
So much. It was great to see her. She's doing great, everybody. So
we will come back in just a second. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and maybe we bring that toy out again. Apparently you told me Oscar has new tricks.
We'll do that
when we come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, I'm Ina Gardner.
Hi, Ina.
My favorite podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, is incredibly funny. But sometimes when I want to listen, my hands are full. Literally. It's not easy to download a podcast with a fistful of roasted eggplant spread covered with a reduced garlic aioli. Or if you're 10 little piggies or cradling a standing rib roast with a crispy Gruyere Yorkshire pudding. That's why when I'm in the Barefoot Contessa kitchens, I rely on Alexa. How easy is that? All I have to say is, hey, Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show, and the most recent episode plays right away. How easy is that? Even Jeffrey can do it, and I actually really hate him. In fact, we really hate each other. It's like being married to a hobbit. How tragic is that? TMOS and Alexa. They go together like little thin slices of salami and caperberry. Now back to my custard.
Thank you, Ina. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by one of our longest running and one of our favorite clients, Sleep Number Beds.
Yes.
I've just finished the process. I have just purchased my third Sleep Number Bed, ladies and gentlemen, and I love it. It's daylight saving time. It's daylight savings times. Daylight savings times.
Yes.
Right. You have to change that.
I will.
When we do that. We had a big discussion about it.
Well, I thought it was correct in the copy, and we, I apologize.
It says as daylight saving time.
Okay, ends.
I thought there was a debate about it at some point with listeners and stuff like that.
But we confirmed yesterday it's savings, and I will correct the copy.
Well, many people look to it as a reminder to change batteries around the house. It's also a good time to make a few changes to your sleep schedule to charge up your own batteries. Quality sleep helps boost energy, recovery, and well-being. So take advantage of the extra hour of sleep. It's a great time to adjust your bedtime routine for better quality sleep. You spend one-third of your life in bed, so think about one of the best ways to improve slumber. Fix your mattress, and Sleep Number is the best. And if you're still having trouble adjusting, stick to a sleep schedule and be careful not to stay up too late. Maximize your exposure to natural light and minimize artificial light. As evening hits, switch your electronic devices to night mode, and about an hour before bedtime, start dimming the lights around you to signal to your body that bedtime is coming. Bedtime's a coming.
It's a Three Dog Night song.
But the best advice, be like me. Be like May.
May.
Get a Sleep Number bed. I wouldn't sleep on anything else. And I went out there and I actually did look around. And I went back because it's the best. A great day starts the night before. That's why I'm here to tell you that I'm still sleeping on my wonderful setting of 70. Carla holding steady at 65. That's on the firm side. Discover special offers now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. You make it like a feather bed, or you can make it like it's got a board under it to
change
sleep
it every
super
night.
Firm.
You can change it every night.
You can do that. All right, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Before we get to the toy, I have to tell you, I have a review. Yesterday, I was in the car. I was in a pinch. I was hungry. I was fasting. It was a 11:45, and I didn't have anything near me, and I went fast food.
Okay.
And I didn't want to get a burger because I just didn't want to get a burger. So I'm at the local Mickey D's, and I decide, okay, I'm going to go with something different, one of their new products, and I'm here to tell you the McDonald's spicy, crispy chicken with spicy pepper sauce topping.
Yes.
Made me almost gag.
Oh! I love it. I've had it. I love it. What didn't you like about it?
The sauce.
I really thought you were going to rave.
The sauce. I almost choked to death on the thing. It was horrible.
Too spicy for you?
Too vinegary. Too sour. Black, you know?
It needs wing sauce.
The wing sauce. Put some wing sauce on it.
What about without the sauce?
Well, maybe next time if I... Well, there won't... Well, look, if it's just in the breading... Hello, Optimus Prime. If it's just in the breading, you're a regular consumer.
Love it.
Of course he does.
Okay. You don't have to say love it.
Well,
yeah.
I love it. Well,
why, anyone under the age of 40 loves it.
Yeah.
Why do you love it? If you're asking me why I don't love it.
When I was younger, my go-to was a crispy chicken sandwich.
But not spicy crispy.
No, and when I could, I would throw some buffalo sauce on it, so... This is an evolution. It's a great year to be.
It is buffalo sauce, right? They call spicy peppercorn
or whatever. It's not sriracha.
No, it's not sriracha.
No.
Too expensive.
But I literally choked. I was sitting there. I was like,
yeah, but if you buy it, if you order it without the sauce, you know what you're going to get? Could you pull forward and wait in space number two?
Exactly. Culver's. I feel like Culver's invented that down here. We have a local chain called Culver's down here. And that's their deal. You order like a lunch and they'll make you sit there and, you know, wait.
Do you know what? It is so great at McDonald's when they ask you to do that. If you just say, and I've done it many times. I'll wait here.
Yeah.
That they hate you. Oh, they and then they're in the back. It. Then they're in the back going. That's their pepper sauce. All right, but anyway, there's my review. All right. Oscar loves it. I hate it. Be your own judge. Obviously, they've tested it in a lot of markets, so I'm probably going to be on the losing end of this one.
Well, the Straw family loves McDonald's because it's great food at a great price.
Thanks, Salty. All right. Now you have your thing.
A few updates. This is a collectible, not a toy. A lot of people have been asking me, like, what else can Optimus Prime do with his animatronics?
I have to say, I walked by the conference room yesterday. There was a conclave in the conference room. And what Oscar showed me yesterday won me over. Because
I liked it from the beginning. I thought it was kind of cool.
I mean, it was just cool the way it did. When it transformed.
It's ridiculously expensive.
Well, agreed. But I don't have kids, so, you know, this is what I get.
All right.
Would you like him to play guitar first or do push-ups?
You know what? This is your show.
Ready. Okay.
Oscar, I'm
a little music first before the workout, all right? Okay. Just to get pumped up. Here we go.
It's the best show on...
I love it.
On the internet.
Great video day.
Not look like air guitar.
Yeah, I too thought it looked a little bit like self-pleasure, but I can understand air guitar as well.
Richard Rodding.
Oh, my God. That's right. That's what it looked like. Optimus Prime rubbing
all
one
right.
out.
Going to push-ups, working out a different way. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. He likes puffing
iron. Look at that. Now, that's impressive. That is really, really impressive. But he's a robot, right? So it doesn't have to do that for any particular reason.
He's working his joints. Look at him. Pumping iron.
Boy, I wish I could do a push-up like that.
He's like, I need Energon. He's a little tired now.
Energon. But, right, Mike, that's what won me over, the push-ups.
Here's the hero pose for you Black Widow fans. You'll recognize this. No problem. Right?
All right.
And then he's got a lightning boxing pose, which is blowing my mind every time. I'm like, what are you doing? Here we go. See? Yeah, kicking ass, taking names.
All right, let me ask
you. Who wouldn't want this?
Like any child that gets a toy, Oscar, you know, you play with it, you play with it, you play with it. And, you know, I would imagine being an adult, you would have a faster burn factor than kids do. So, you know, are you at the bored moment yet? Or do you want to put it up on your shelf and say, hey, I've got this? Because that's why you're an adult, you see, because you don't. You're not going to linger with that, right? It's not going to last.
I completely disagree. As a young man.
Of course you do.
All alone.
I love pepper sauce.
All I would do is transform manually these robots. Like, okay. And you would take a sense of pride of how quickly you could transform from their vehicle to a robot.
Right.
When you're playing with your friends and you're like, psh, 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 you'd have all these like sound effects and it would be
a lot. Would this count as your self-hypnosis?
This is a dream come true.
When you come home from slaying the dragon on the Mike O'Mara show and Podville Media, when you are not, because people should know that both Oscar and Rob, when we're done here, they have another job. And that's working at Podville Media. And so their
waste baskets get emptied. Sinks are cleaned.
Are you commenting on your role at the facility?
It was a joke.
Okay. Is this how you kind of unwind? Like maybe with a little cocktail, watching him play?
I would love that. I haven't been able to do that yet, but I'll say, Mike, this is beyond just like trying to hypnotize or get away from it all.
You technically could write some of that off, you know, since it's on the show.
Yeah, probably, you know? But this is a culmination of a little
wrap
kid's
it into
dream
a refi.
Come true.
Yeah.
Like this is, what did you play with when you were little? Marbles? Imagine if the marbles moved on their own.
Balls.
I played. This is a true answer. I played with a toy rifle in the backyard, playing cowboys and Indians, and playing army. When I got to be a certain age, I asked my father, "What's that squiggly line on top of that rifle?" Mm-hmm. He told me it's Japanese writing. I was playing with a Japanese rifle. My father was so anti-war after coming back from World War II, he didn't care. That is somewhere in Glastonbury, Connecticut, buried under piles and piles of leaves that I left it outside. We never grabbed it. And that was it.
But did you have a figurine or anything?
No, I didn't. I had G.I. Joe. Okay. I had a G.I. Joe.
Great. Imagine if you could order G.I.
And then
Joe.
You know, at about 11 or 12, I discovered something that wasn't made out of plastic.
Or what? I discovered something that was made out of plastic.
Yes. Iowa. That's, I mean, no, I'm just joking. But no, I get it. I get what you're saying, but I don't carry that.
I feel like you're judging me like that. I'm into this.
No, I played, you know what I also played? What? And I carried it into my adult life? Drums. I had a drum set in the basement, and I was a drummer all the way through. We remember that? I remember a lot of childhood things. Been the Red Sox that I was just talking about, that too,
this
you know?
This is coming to life.
I have a New York Giants framed cutout football helmet, vintage, that is hanging on my son's wall right now that I have kept all these many years. I have a Orr on Ice Bobby Orr hockey How to Put Your Equipment On book that my mother gave to the neighbor kid, and then Carla found another one for me and gave it to me.
But
so
the
a
one
lot
that Carla found is the R-rated one, right? Where Bobby Orr starts actually full frontally nude.
Yeah, it's Orr on Ice, butt cheeks and balls. That's why it's so darn special. That's it. No, I get it.
But did you have some sort of... Okay, so the G.I. Joe. Imagine the
G.I. Joe. Okay. I'm trying to find other toys. That,
yeah, but imagine the G.I. Joe doing all of this. Like running up a mountain... Like that's
and the other
level.
Thing that really that sort of turned me into a fan of Optimus yesterday is I heard Oscar in the office going up to random Podcastful employees saying, look what he can do. There's a childlike joy to it.
All right,
I love
can you do
that.
One more thing before we end this painful segment?
Painful?
No, I'm kidding, of course.
How dare you?
Does he drum?
No, he'll do this. You'll like this.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Oh, this is great.
It's now or never.
Uppercut. There you go.
Does he dance?
Well, I think the closest to it is the actual...
Can't you just ask him to dance?
No, I can't ask him to dance. I haven't gotten that for this.
Do
I have
you mind
a full
if we
app
dance with your toy?
Well, he had like 800 commands for
him. I'm new to this. I'm not an expert yet.
Do a random one.
Hey, Optimus. Hey, Optimus. Well, he's not going to listen to me. I'll play the guitar one more time. Well, you know, I'll play ourselves out.
That's a segment I'm never going to get back on this show. I just want to make sure people know that with that. But it's impressive. If I was there, I'd be even more impressed. I like the toy. I just don't think you should spend like $1,000 for it.
It's Mike. It's fine. It's
Mike, it was in the middle of COVID. We all made mistakes.
I understand that. It's a very. What's he doing now? Taking a dump? We have to take a break. I'm sorry.
Optimus
he's in that
two.
Position. Optimus 2, open defecation. There we are. Oh, look at that. A bolt just came out of his butt.
Clunk.
We will come back with... you got your thing ready to go, Rob Spiewak? Are we doing that right now?
Yeah.
All right. The digital dumpster right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody, it's Twitch in the kitchen again.
Twitch.
It's almost time to crank up the ovens and get to baking all these delicious Rob Spiewak signature TMOS fruitcakes. Rob's a fantastic leader in the kitchen, but he's far too nice to run the motley crew and miscreant bakers that we have on staff. So we called in legendary chef and noted TV prick Gordon Ramsay.
That would pass as f***ing cat food.
Off you, you fat, useless sack of f***ing
Yes, chef.
And for as long as I've got a hole in my big boy, those potatoes have been in the deep fat fryer.
No potatoes and fruitcake, chef.
Oh, you donkey!
Rob Spiewak's signature TMOS fruitcakes make fantastic holiday gifts. Send them to your loved ones. You can still order them in time for the holidays, but you'd better hurry because time's a fleeting, as they say. Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com and order yours today or you'll be sorry. Happy holidays from the TMOS kitchen.
Oh, you donkey!
Thank you, Twitch. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Tommy John, you donkey. The end of the year starts now, and now it's a mad dash to the new year. While most people call it the holiday season, Tommy John wants you to know it's also softness season. Go hard on the to-do list, but try to go easy on yourself. Start with a new pair of Tommy John men's underwear. Tommy John men's underwear has breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric with 4 times the stretch of competing brands. They're so comfortable and good-looking, you can and you will be wearing them anywhere. That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers, they have fanatics!
Yes!
I love wearing my Tommy John underwear because it makes me feel cool and dry and comfortable all day long. Extraordinary! You should get Tommy John, too. And remember, it's all backed by Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/TMOS. That's TommyJohn.com/TMOS for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/TMOS. See the site for details, everybody. And now we go into the dumpster. We're not twisting it. We're lifting it up and then closing it.
This is not Santa Claus. It's not the Tooth Fairy.
It's Batman.
This is Batman speaking. With Adam this record, West. I'm bringing you something a little extra.
Mike, it's not just Adam West. It's Disco Batman.
He's alive, right? Yeah,
No, no, no. We've lost Adam West.
Yeah.
We lost Adam West. Boy, everybody's going.
Went up north.
That's right, Bruce.
Boy, you forget. You think people are younger. When you get old, you think people are younger than they are.
Yeah. We've lost him like 4 or 5 years ago. But
hey, you know what? You like this. I was watching TM. Is it
TCM? Channel 256. Yeah.
I'm watching the classic movies and The Misfits with Marilyn Monroe and
Clark Gable.
And Clark Gable and Montgomery Clift.
Yeah.
And movie released in 1961. Clark Gable dies before the movie's released.
His last
heart
film.
Attack. Mm-hmm. Buys the farm. Marilyn Monroe, either 1961 or 62, right after the movie was released.
Yeah, I would believe it was her last completed picture. Yeah.
Last completed picture. She dies of the drug overdose. Montgomery Clift, terrible life. They find him dead in a bathtub, like in 1966. All three principal actors, except for Eli Wallach, were in that movie, and they were all Clark Gable wasn't messed up, but his health was not good.
And he looked bad, and it's tough because
for
Clark
59,
Gable,
he looked like an old 59.
To modernize a little, he's like the George Clooney. He just always looked fantastic. Oh, wow.
And I thought he was older when he made that movie. And Marilyn Monroe, still beautiful, but looked not good either. It was a very weird experience, and I was wikiing all the people that were on
it. It's not an easy watch. It's a good movie, but it's unpleasant. Knowing
it's a weird movie.
The backstory.
It's a very, very weird movie.
I'm Clark Gable, and I died younger than Michael Mara is right now. You're doing great. I mean, think how bad he looked. You look fantastic.
Yeah, thank you. That's right. There you go.
Want to come back to the trailer, Marilyn?
Hmm? Come on, Marilyn. I'm going to bed ye. I'm going to bed ye.
Oh, salt.
Spanky, whatever the
straw.
Hell it is.
Straw. All right.
Salt and straw.
Do you know what a marathon pacer is?
A marathon pacer. I play golf with a couple of guys that had those installed.
No. That's a pacemaker, Mike. A marathon pacer basically runs during portions of the marathon to encourage other people in the marathon to keep going.
Yeah.
And oftentimes they're facing them and running backwards.
You get a lot of "you can do it."
Yeah, exactly. So this
You know what? I did it when I was a kid. We had a Thanksgiving marathon up here in Manchester, Connecticut, and I would. I've got a clip from it right now. Okay,
Here
we
go. So,
hey, Apple. Hey, Apple.
The pacer yelled, "You just got to finish this movie, Mr. Gable."
Well, I'll finish it. Planning on having my heart attack afterwards.
And then are you going to bed her?
Bed ye. Marilyn, I'd like to bed ye.
So this is a half marathon in Northern Ireland. I don't know if this pacer's encouragement is right on target.
2 minutes. 2 hours. Go. Go, go, go. I'm bleeding from my nipples. You can do this. I'm bleeding. Go, 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 go.
He forgot his Band-Aids.
Oh, see? I played golf in cold weather, and that's no fun. That's no fun when your nipples get all irritated.
Sure, yeah.
I'm bleeding. Not fun at all.
You can do this.
I'm bleeding from my nipples. You can do this. You know,
I'll tell you, Marilyn, I'm bleeding from my nipples. Yes, sirree.
What are you going to do to Marilyn?
Bed ye.
So Mariah Carey is still riding the crest of that one Christmas record, and this year she's actually releasing a new Christmas record and building an entire special around it. It sounds horrible, but on Apple Plus, you can catch the new Mariah Carey Christmas special.
Apple TV.
So check this out. This is what the song sounds like every other song.
Oh, baby, we gotta fall.
Upset about all of this, but if this is all she has, who's to blame her?
Well, I mean, I don't blame her.
Yeah.
I mean, but the
she's gonna make her nut all through Christmas.
Well, of course she does.
She's like a guy with a white beard. They can only work 1 month a year.
I don't know. She's just, I think it's a series of missteps throughout her career. Correct. That has yeah. turned off her audience. That's all. I used to be. I remember the first time I heard him. Yeah. Ruined her. Yeah. Ruined her.
Everyone in the day wanted to bed her.
Nick Cannon, right? Isn't
yeah,
that
there was that.
There he is. There's your culprit.
And then
right
there was that horrible thing on New Year's Eve where she just sort of stopped singing yeah. and the track kept going.
Yes,
just bad.
That's why. That's why, Salty.
Did you ever see her movie with Clark Gable?
Straw.
Yeah, Mariah. I sure like that Christmas song, and I'd like to bed you. Understand Nick Cannon's out of the picture. I'll be over a few seconds. Maybe I could bed ye.
As soon as I trim my mustache.
Fantastic. And then afterwards, hold on a second. I can't feel my right arm.
Oh, Clark.
Frankly, my dear, I'm falling down your stairs. There you go. Yes, sirree.
Frankly,
right.
My dear, I don't have a pulse.
I don't have a pulse. Thank you. Get me to the ER.
Seth Meyers still writes the best jokes in town. This is just one from last night that really caught me off guard.
Organizers of the 95th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade announced this year's event will have a Baby Yoda balloon. His name's Grogu, said every member of the marching band.
And let's close with this, Mike. Husky dogs, the breed Husky, they are great head tilters, as we talked about yesterday. Yep. But also, they're very vocal dogs. And they will howl, and they'll get as close mm-hmm. to talking as any dog. There's a comic, and I follow him on Twitter. His name is Paul F. Tompkins. I think he's one of the funniest people alive right now. He posted a screaming husky. Tell me if you had this dog. We close with this. If you had this dog, you wouldn't want to kill yourself.
Wow.
That's actually a Hollywood dog, Mike. He was in the movie The Misfits.
Nah, that's not what it is. It's actually Terry McAuliffe's hotel room.
Oh, there stop you go. It. Close okay. it.
Thank
Let's
you.
Go home.
There we go. Sorry. Sorry, Virginia Democrat.
Yeah, I want to bid you.
Yeah, I want to bid you. Awfully sorry. Hey, Marilyn, get Glenn Youngkin on the phone. I'd like to bet him. I sure would. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow. By the way, did you see that Michael Mary show? Yeah, Optimus Prime took a dump. Yeah, a bolt came out. Yeah. Now I got to go have my heart attack. We got to get going. I've never done Clark Gable. Now I'm obsessed with him.
That's so good.
Timely, Mike. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Clark Gable saying, I can't feel my toes. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody. Scarlet.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You are an ill-made, spiteful little creature, full of envy, lust, and low cunning.
Make good choices!
Good night, ladies.
Good night!